everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me today. This is always a wonderful opportunity to get empowered with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And I know I always learn so much from these conversations with amazing people, so it's a way that I keep learning, growing, expanding, and applying so much of what we share on the show. For those of you who are joining me for the first time today, I invite you to go to my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, and also that's the same name for my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. You can like me over there, because if you can't make the show when it's live, then it will be sent to you every week. And if you go over to my Facebook page, I post it there, and that guarantees you will not miss one episode, which, of course, you don't want to do. And when you go over to the website, you will be able to opt in there. And if you do so, you'll get some special reports, and then you'll be on my e-list, and I have all sorts of great things that I send out and more good things to come. So don't miss out. Go over to What Women Must Know. Okay, let's talk about our topic of today. And we're going to be exploring cutting-edge solutions for cardiovascular health. Cardiovascular health, cardiovascular disease, risk for cardiovascular disease is a really big story, since cardiovascular disease is the number one killer right now of people in the United States. We need to understand what are the drivers behind cardiovascular disease, and what are the steps that we must take to support our cardiovascular system. So to help us explore this topic, this very important topic today, is my guest, Mark Becker. And Mark is the Executive Vice President of Allied Bionutrition Corporation, based in Los Angeles. He has worked as a natural product sales and marketing executive for 25 years. Mark has written more than 300 articles and has hosted or been a guest on more than 500 radio shows. For more than 35 years, he has participated in numerous endurance events, including more than 150 triathlons of Olympic distance or longer, 103 marathons, and numerous other events, including ultramarathons and rough water swims from Alcatraz to the mainland. He has relied on a comprehensive dietary supplement regimen to support his athletic, professional, and personal endeavors. So I feel exhausted already just going through that, Mark, but I want to welcome you to the show today. It's like, I can't imagine anyone in their right mind doing 150 triathlons and 103 marathons and, you know, still be functioning. But, you know, I guess there's something about testosterone that gets you going. I don't know.
It's weird how a release of a chemical in the brain can change one's life. You know, the endorphins that I experience every day and that I must experience every day, you know, it is truly addictive for me. And if managed right, obviously will be very beneficial to your health. So I've enjoyed a heck of a run.
Well, you know, I think that key thing that what you just said is if managed right. And yes. That's why you're such a good person to talk about this subject, because you have just pummeled your body. You have, you know, hit it really hard and have learned what it takes to support your health and your body when you're just being so punishing to the physical. I mean, running is not my sport, I have to say. Put me on a bicycle, I'm happy. But do not ask me to run. I'm just not built for running, you know. Right. And I watch people when I go out on my bicycle rides along the bicycle path, and I observe their running style, or, you know, just their how they move. And I'm looking at people and I'm going, you should not be running, because they are, you know, so misaligned that I can just see they're at some point going to put a huge pressures and inflammation and damage to their ankles, their knees, their hips, because right. they're so misaligned. If their legs
right.
go out, they're not, you know, they're not facing together. Once out, the hips are out. You can just see it, and
right.
it's like, wow, that's really a stress on the body if you keep running. That's what I say anyway.
It is, and truth be told, running's not for everyone. There are so many ways to get in your cardiovascular exercise, and running is truly violent on the body, and if you don't manage it right, you will injure yourself, and you will create both long-term and short-term problems, and so that's something that I think, you know, each individual has to recognize, you know, is this truly for me? And to find, you know, your cardiovascular niche. You know, I mean, there's so many different cardiovascular routines that you can go through, and it doesn't have to be running. I mean, that's kind of the mainstream thing to do, and you see people do it all the time, and it's cool, and, you know, you watch it on TV and the Olympics, and, you know, it's kind of you see all the famous athletes that are runners, and there's so many other ways to address your cardiovascular health when it comes to exercise.
Fortunately for me, I'm glad to know that. So you've been such a dedicated athlete, and you've also been in the health industry. I'm
right.
wondering what you have learned. Well, first of all, what you have learned as far as the risks of doing intense exercise, and we are told we should be exercising and moving our body, and it's a critical piece
right.
of, you know, not just the weight loss story, but really how to keep your health overall going. But there
right.
is more to that story, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you have to really create a balance. I mean, when I was younger, and I started this when I was 22 years old, and I'm now 56, and I've been completely doing it nonstop. I mean, nonstop ever since. And so when you're 22 years old, oh, Lord, you can conquer the world. You can do just about anything. You can put your body through hell and back, and, you know, it's just it's something that, you know, your body can take it through those peak physical years, and, you know, I'm thinking from, like, oh, you know, Cheryl, you may know more than this than I do, but from 25 to 35, I mean, even women are really performing very well into their late 30s, early 40s. You have to develop a routine that's balanced. You have to look at resistance training. You do cardiovascular health, but you also do cross training on the cardiovascular side. Swim, which is very low impact. You do the running if that's what you choose to do. You cycle. You do elliptical machines. I'm sure people that belong to gyms, some of our listeners that belong to gyms, see all the cardiovascular machines that are in the gyms that you can do. So there are any number of things that you can do, and when you're young, you really can get after it, but as you get older, you've got to be smarter, and you have to listen to your body, and you have to make adjustments to your workouts. And if something hurts, that's your body talking to you. If something hurts, you stop. So, you know, those are all kind of things you got to be really aware of, and you know, you've got to be real astute at understanding your body and being able to make those adjustments, because it's ongoing. Injuries are a part of training. Adjustments are a part of training. All these different things are a part of training, and stuff happens, and you make those adjustments, and that promotes the long-term thing that you want to have. You want to do these things long-term, but the only way to do that is to be smart.
So one of the things that's associated with vigorous workouts or athletes is their risk of suddenly falling over, you know, from heart attacks, from strokes. And this is always
right.
perplexing for people, because we look at athletes as being the apex of fitness and health. And yet, you know, runners, marathon runners, or just, you know, football players, whoever they are that are the supreme athletes, are often the people that just suddenly you know, are stricken with a heart
right.
attack or a stroke, which is always a question in people's minds. What happened to these people that we thought were such examples of vitality and health, and suddenly they have this horrible event happen to them? So what's your understanding and experience of this phenomenon?
Well, I call myself a free radical machine. the natural response of the body is to generate free radicals, and free radicals creates oxidation in the arteries, which is cholesterol that actually attaches themselves to the arterial wall. And so you have to, in your diet and in dietary supplements, you have to really have an antioxidant-rich diet and supplement with antioxidants to fight free radicals, because these free radicals are generated on a daily basis. We walk just by virtue of breathing every day, and by walking through our toxic-filled world, you're generating free radicals. Anytime you drink alcohol, anytime you smoke, anytime you put any stressor on the body, you're generating free radicals, and those free radicals end up oxidizing the your arterial walls, and all that creates plaque in the arteries. And you've heard about increased plaque, free radicals. These big time athletes, Shelley, you were referring to, they generate these free radicals, and plaque builds up in the arteries, and all of a sudden you've got a blockage, and boom, cardiovascular event. You know, that's why you hear sometimes about these phenomenally fit people, you know, having one of these events.
You know, Mark, I do nutrigenomic testing. I'm sure you've heard of it. You know about it. We look at through a saliva swab. You actually scrape the side of your cheek, and you collect some DNA, and you send it off to a lab that I work with in Australia. And what we are looking at are these the software programming. We call them the gene expressions. The software programming that we've inherited that may have glitches in them. So we've inherited, we're looking for the glitches that we may, each of us have taken on from our parents, grandparents. And in that panel that we look at a person's risk of inflammation, we look at a person's risk of oxidative stress, free radical formation. We look at how well they can switch on or methylate, activate enzymes and functions. And I can tell you, when I look at a person's inherited gene expression, that some people are extremely vulnerable to inflammation, radical damage. And of course, free radical damage and inflammation can go, those are the dynamics that go in and damage the arteries. The arteries that can lead to blockages, heart attack, strokes, but also other chronic illnesses. And when people have this level of information, they are able to really be proactive and support their body in its ability to quench these free radicals, which, if they've inherited a poor capacity, it will compensate. So that's really what we're talking about here. Is, you know, some people through this testing see clearly that they have inherited vulnerabilities, and the power of this test is to, you know, make it so obvious. It's sitting there in front of them in a report that lets them know this is a lifelong commitment, because these are your Achilles heels. For people who don't have access to this information, I think it just makes good sense to just take the precautionary principle here and ensure that when you are exercising or under any strenuous situation, which, by the way, can just be a stressful event or circumstances, that free radicals are part of the process that's happening, which the body in normal circumstances can manage. But with unrelenting stress or huge demands like athletes have, they come up short on their ability to manage and quench these free radicals. So what are your thoughts about what really goes on?
Well, I mean, we are surrounded by stressors, and you had mentioned it. Your boss on you all day at work, you know, or the kids, you know, being crazy, you know, or a death in the family, you know, stuff like that does create free radicals in the body because it's stressing your body. It doesn't have to be physical exertion. You know, it doesn't have to be all the things that we generally associate free radical damage with. It can be any number of things. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we get up out of bed every day and breathe, and we live in a toxic world. And just by virtue of pollution and the toxins we inhale every day, that you're generating a free radical situation in your body.
Yeah.
You know, and all of that leads to oxidation. All of it leads to oxidation. And unless you're doing something in your daily activities to address the oxidation, it's going to build up, you know, and those are the things that lead to the cardiovascular events. You mentioned something real big earlier, and that's, you know, is this part of your whole genetic makeup? And you just may be prone to something like this. And tests, like you mentioned earlier, are a way to find that out. You know, so you know, it's something that you really have to look at from all angles and be real cognizant of your surroundings, and you know, there are just all kinds of different ways to all kinds of different things and scenarios that subject you to this kind of free radical activity.
You know, as you're talking, I'm just thinking of, you know, we're talking about the causes of this process in the body that begins to damage the DNA and increase inflammation throughout the body, and not only in the arteries and the vascular system, but throughout the body. But, you know, when I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about all those people who are running on city streets. Right?
Yep.
With all the exhaust fumes going on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's always kind of crazy, you know.
Yep.
Times I've been in major cities, be it New York City or L.A. or Melbourne, Australia, you know, people are cycling on the roads, breathing in all that exhaust. And, you know, I mean, it's fine to do that exercise, but I think the really important message here, the really important message that people need to hear is that exercise creates free radicals, which if you have adequate ways to balance that out with antioxidants, you can manage just fine. If you're doing that on top of doing exercise in polluted areas, or if you are dealing with extreme stress in your life, and just, you know, being outside or even living next to a busy street with all these non-particular matters, which we now know non-particular matter that comes out of exhaust fumes is a major toxicant and damaging factor for cardiovascular disease and other illnesses, you've got to be protected. We're not saying don't do these things. We're saying get the proper protection. So that's where I want us to segue into some of the cutting edge solutions that you have been involved with that are part of the solution that we are looking for here. So kind of tell us about what you have been involved with and researching.
Well, our company, Allied BioNutrition, I've got four partners. Three of them are Israeli-based, and another is an MD I went to college with back in the 80s. We have generated an extremely cutting-edge biotechnology, and this is an Israeli biotechnology. And let me preface with Israeli biotechnology as being the number one. They're the leader in biotechnologies in the world. We just had a study published on oxidation and how the licorice root can completely it will remove it will we've got our study showed that, that our licorice root promoted arterial plaque regression. And if you thought you heard me wrong, you didn't. We've got a study that was just published in April 2016 that showed that our licorice root, and this is a proprietary licorice root extract, and this is a special extraction of the molecule. If you were to do, Cheryl, a Google search of licorice root, the first thing that would come up is you would see, oh, licorice root increases blood pressure. You know, and so, and most standard licorice root supplements do. But we, our extract is a proprietary extraction of the licorice root molecule using an ethanol extraction process. And this process not only reduces arterial plaque, it also reduces LDL and total cholesterol, and also reduces diastolic and systolic blood pressure. Now, we had this, we had our study published in April of 2016, and we measured our, the arterial plaque regression using what is called CIMT, and hopefully I don't butcher this, it stands for carotid intima media thickness. And this literally gives you data points, markers, that measures the thickness of the arterial wall. And this extract, literally over time, this is all over time, can promote arterial plaque regression, peel back the oxidation that we talked about earlier. And this is completely groundbreaking. And the study, again, was published in April 2016, and it is completely a game changer. We've got a previous 1997 to 2004 studies using animal models. This is a human model. This is a year-long study, and this is a 94-person study. And this is real science. I encourage you to go to our website, alliedbionutrition.com, and look at our research and doctor teams. We've got world-class health professionals, researchers, and doctors that have executed this research, and it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. So
tell us a little bit more. This is research that has come out of Israel. Creating this product as a special, what you say, molecule. Tell us a little
Yes, it's a proprietary extraction. Normal extractions of the licorice root do have this side effect of increased blood pressure, but this is a proprietary extraction.
Because licorice root has been around a long time healing herb or root, whatever, you know, and it's been used with adrenal support. And yes, there is a contraindication. It can increase your blood pressure. But what this group of researchers in Israel found was something totally different when it was extracted in this special way. Is that what you're saying, right?
And the published study shows this in no uncertain terms. I mean, for instance, one of the data points of the study showed that the experimental group, the thickness of the artery decreased from 0.092 millimeters to 0.084 millimeters.
What does that mean?
The actual thickness of the arterial wall, it reduced from 0.092 millimeters to 0.084 millimeters, meaning you had almost a 10% reduction in arterial plaque, and that just means increased blood flow via the arteries, increased blood flow of oxygen-rich blood through the arteries. Increased energy, you know, less inflammation. The cleaning out of the arterial plaque, the oxidation that we talked about earlier, and those numbers are significant. It's not a an insignificant marker we're talking about here. We're talking about a huge reduction in the arterial wall. The placebo group increased by 0.85 to 0.88 over that year, the 94 people.
The what?
So,
with
our placebo group, this is a double-blind placebo-controlled trial.
Yes. Yes.
So the placebo group actually increased from 0.85 to 0.88.
Oh, okay. So the group that wasn't taking the product.
Wasn't taking our extract.
Their lining got thicker, which meant the artery, the space for the blood to flow got narrower.
Yes, it did. Yes, yes. And so,
right. So I want people to really understand what's going on here, because it's important information. Because what happens, as far as, I understand, when your arteries, due to damage, it could be damage from pollution, it could be damage from poor diet, it could be damage from stress that goes on within us, and then, of course, we talked about the damage from breathing in polluted air and from running, from just exercise, huge demands on the body will naturally create these free radicals. And this, the production of these free radicals can actually go in and damage the lining of the arteries. And the plaque is the way the body is protecting these arteries that are being inflamed and damaged. And so this body is trying to keep it safe. But by doing so, by creating these layers of protection, you're narrowing the diameter of the artery, so the blood pressure will increase, right? And also, you're at risk that this protective, what we call plaque covering, could rupture and then block an artery. And there you go. Could go into the brain, could go into the heart.
Yeah, any number of things: stroke, blood clots, any number of the standard things that you hear. Well, like you mentioned, Cheryl, I've got some numbers on how many people suffer. You mentioned at the beginning of the show cardiovascular disease was the number one killer. 600,000 people die of heart disease in the United States annually, or one in every four deaths. 715,000 Americans have a heart attack. 525,000 are our first heart attack. Billions of dollars in healthcare costs. The number I found online was $108.9 billion.
So the other important thing about all these statistics is that if you go in, if you have a heart attack, let's say, and you go in and your carotid artery is narrowing, which is what we're talking about here, due to the damage, then you can go in and have a stent put in. But that's like a Band-Aid, right? Because it's only opening up a small area where that greatest amount of closure has occurred, but you're not reversing the condition that brought this about. And it could show up in other places within your vascular system.
It's the old adage, Cheryl, in our world, it's treating the symptoms and not the problem. And what I do encourage people, and I can't emphasize this enough, when you're talking about nutraceuticals and dietary supplements, dietary supplements isn't ibuprofen where you have a headache, you take your ibuprofen, your Tylenols or whatever, your headache goes away in 10 minutes. It's just not that way. You don't get the instant gratification of nutraceuticals, and so many people don't take them because they don't get that instant gratification. Our extract is not going to create healthier arteries, in a month. It'll take two or three months to see any kind of benefit, and it'll take even longer than that to see anything of any significance. You have to be truly, truly committed to the process. How many years it took for our arteries? mean, the damage we've done to our arteries took 10 to 20 years to create, and we can't expect an extract to come on and eliminate the problems that it took us 10 to 20 years to create. It takes time for these nutraceuticals to take effect too, and that's the challenge for people in our industry is to convince people that not only was it a continual process for the damage done to the body, it's also going to be a continual process for these nutraceuticals to take effect, and you have to be patient, and you have to trust what you read, trust the science. You really have to trust the science. I completely trust the science, and I take 12 to 15 different supplements every day, ranging from immune health, cardiovascular health, to digestive health, to cognitive health. You know, I take a whole, and I read the science. You know, I mean, Google's the greatest thing on the planet. Google, if you have a question about that, Google something. You know, and investigate on your own. You know, I encourage you to, and I know this is difficult to do, but I encourage you to question your doctor. I truly do. Because so many doctors, especially MDs, they do not, there's not they don't teach doctors anything about natural solutions to health in med school. They teach them about the drugs. You know, and there's this one doctor that I just love, and she's a prolific author, and she's in Florida, Dr. Sherry Rogers, and you should read her book on blood pressure, the high blood pressure hoax, you know, and the unbelievable damage that blood pressure drugs are doing to people. You know, and she used to tell me, she goes out.
So the special licorice root extract, or this, as you call it, a flavonoid, has demonstrated an ability to lower blood pressure. So as an example of what you're just saying, if people are dealing with blood pressure, this would be a product that would be absolutely worth taking if they want to restore the natural function and allow the blood pressure to normalize again. Which, you know, blood pressure, like anything, is a symptom. We need to not just take a drug to suppress the function. We need to know, actually, that we can heal the conditions that cause that pressure to increase as our cardiovascular system kind of strains to get that pressure going. We can heal it, and it starts by being able to go in and heal the damage that's going on inside our arteries. Why do you like this flavonoid product more than other products that are supposedly doing a similar job?
It's not doing a similar job. First of all, there is nothing on the planet that reduces arterial plaque. Whether it's a pharmaceutical or a nutraceutical. That's how groundbreaking this is. There are pharmaceuticals and nutraceuticals that'll help with lower cholesterol, with total cholesterol, LDL, and there are products on the market that will help with blood pressure. But all three in one and the biggie, the reduction of arterial plaque. There's nothing on the planet that does that, and can you imagine if people this product could impact millions. I mean, the numbers of people suffering from cardiovascular disease, and you take 200 milligrams of this product every day, you know, and after a year, you're going to have a dramatic impact on your cardiovascular health, and the science doesn't lie.
Yeah.
Read the study. I've also summarized the study on the website as well. And if you just want to talk about it, I'm available too.
So I think it's such an important thing to emphasize for people. By taking this flavonoid, this special extract of licorice root, which was developed in labs and in universities or research institutions in Israel. I mean, they don't fool around over there.
These
they
are,
really
these
go
are,
for
these, Yeah, I mean, these are Israeli scientists. The research was done at Technion University in Israel, which is like the MIT of Israel. And the patients and the distribution of the doses was done at Rambam Hospital, world class hospital in Israel in Haifa. I mean, this was world class. It was real. This is not marketing science. I'm not trying to sell you a product. I'm asking you to read the science and appreciate the science.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing like it.
That's why I really wanted to have you on, because the evidence from the research and the legitimacy of this product is so unique. I wanted people to know about it, because I know it's new. It's just, in fact, you know, you have to listen to shows like this to learn about it, because you're not out there on the store shelves, at least not yet. But it is available. And if people do want to know about it, then that's where they have to go to your website, which is the best place is alliedbionutrition.com. Okay, alliedbionutrition.com. So that's what excites me, is that you have a product that actually is not just reversing some chronic and dangerous conditions going on. But the way I look at it, Mark, it's actually rejuvenating your body.
Completely.
Right?
I mean, it truly is. I mean, you could almost consider this a nitric oxide booster. I just love nitric oxide boosters. I do them when I race, and there's some major aminocarnitines out there that are wonderful nitric oxide boosters. But at the end of the day, You reduce oxidation in the on the arterial wall. That just promotes increased blood flow and increased oxygen through the arteries, and that increases nitric oxide in your system, and that just completely creates an energy and an endurance that is unbelievable. And I felt it numerous times. I'll take these dietary supplements during my races, and you talk about the effect that's immediate. A nitric oxide boost is an immediate effect, but over time, our extract it can be compared to a nitric oxide booster, because all you're doing is creating a larger pathway for that oxygen-rich blood to flow.
Yeah. So, who do you think, in your experience, and working with these scientists, who do you think would benefit from this product?
Well, everyone. We've got two products. We've got, and it's really difficult. Again, you know, there are so many marketing challenges. When you're talking to a 20 or 30 year old person who's got limited oxidation in their arteries, and you know, they just think, "Wow, you know, I'm a world beater, and nothing's gonna, you know, nothing bad is gonna happen to me." We've got a 100 milligram product that is a preventative product. You know, so many people will take, you know, joint supplements to prevent, you know, pathology in the joints, or digestive supplements to prevent digestive issues. The same thing could be said for a 100 milligram product called Cardio Sustain. This will slow oxidation in the arteries. It will slow oxidation in the arteries, so you will not have any problems as you get older. Now, for people who, you know, in my age, 50s or whatever, that have been, you know, that have had a lifestyle that I've had for years, and that I'm sure has issues with oxidation in the arteries, we have a 200 milligram product called Arterial Sustain that actually does the regression. It actually regresses the oxidation. So you got a preventative product, and I encourage younger people to do the preventative product, 100 milligrams, and it's something that's difficult for people to do, because you don't, there's nothing, there's really no feel it, you know. But it's something that over the long term is going to yield huge benefits, you know. And then you have the 200 milligram product that actually promotes the arterial plaque regression, you know, that, you know, we always listen to the cholesterol numbers. This helps with the bad cholesterol. The bad cholesterol means LDL. And you know, I remember LDL. L stands for lousy. LDL cholesterol, and that total cholesterol.
and it helps with reduction of both diastolic and systolic blood pressure, both the high number and the low number that you hear about when you go get your physical.
Yeah, so it's a really good point. You know, what we want to understand, if you're young and you're feeling fit, but you're an athlete, or I would say if you are young and living in a really polluted city, which I don't know any city that isn't really polluted
right now, you
want to be supporting your body's ability to deal with free radicals and the damage that they – I mean, we've talked about the arterial health, but is this something – such a powerful antioxidant product. Is this beneficial for reducing oxidative stress on all levels, Mark?
It is. It truly is. I mean, when you're young, you have a tendency to be more on the go. You're working like crazy. You play as hard as you work. You do all these types of different things, and that's where the prevention really comes in. It can really serve a purpose. You know, as you get into, you know, again, the baby boomers and older, you're older and the oxidation is developed and it's truly, you know, built up over years. And it's just going to happen. You know, time marches on and that's just going to happen. And you're not going to be able to stop it. So you need to do whatever you can to stop it. And I'm telling you, the food supply is going to do it. You know, you get antioxidants in food, but the food supply is so beat up, you're not going to get the antioxidants that you need in your food. You know, so you got to bridge that gap. You bridge that gap with efficacious, science-based products. And I encourage you, when you read the science, is it real science or is it marketing science? Is somebody creating science to sell product? Or somebody creating science, or somebody creating science to move forward health. You know, I mean, sometimes the almighty dollar gets the best of us all, and you create science to make a dollar, and frankly, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, there's so much to go through. So I want to go back to this. So you have a product with this special flavonoid, researched and developed and studied and published research from the original research in Israel, which they must have been excited. I mean, I want to go back to those Israeli researchers,
right?
Because they, you know, they're so brilliant over there. They would not have invested time, energy, and money into the research of a product that didn't show unique and phenomenal capabilities, right? I mean, you know, they would it'd have to be something special, or they wouldn't bother. So that's why this special extract, this flavonoid, as it's called, is so unique, because it has unique abilities to manage and scavenge these free radicals. So the thing that I really want people to understand is, like, if you're younger, feeling healthy, you know, nothing's going on, but you are involved in life, you want to start supporting yourself right now and supporting your levels of free radical damage and protecting your arteries and other systems. But as you get older and move into the baby boomer stage of life, where all these insults come home to roost, really.
All the
things that we've been doing come home to roost on us. You know, the damage that we have done, the stress levels, the breathing polluted air for, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from exercising, just exercising without the proper support to combat the effects. And everyone needs to understand, when you're exercising, you're creating free radicals. And some people are not very efficient at generating the antioxidants that have to quench and kind of neutralize these free radicals, which go in and do all the damage. So then you've created a stronger potency aspect of this flavonoid product that really is more therapeutic. Is that right? We can
exactly.
say it's more therapeutic and
that
can reverse
is,
the damage.
Yes, exactly. And that's when you get the peeling back of the oxidation, the cholesterol that is actually attached itself to the arterial wall.
Yeah, so that's exciting that, as you said, this is the only proven, scientifically proven ingredient that has the capacity to reverse the damage that's going on in the arterial wall. I mean, that's a big story.
It is, and
that's
and
impressive.
I can't emphasize it enough. You walk around and people tell you about the next greatest thing and stuff, and this truly is. I mean, and I can't emphasize enough. You know, we've got three studies. Two in the animal models in 1997 and another in 2004 and then this one in 2016. I encourage you to go to the website, pull the study off the website. You'll have to ask for it and they'll send it to your email address. Look at our team. Our team is world class. Read about free radical damage. Our website is so educational. Check out our video. We've got a video where we use it's a great analogy where we use a traffic jam and how the freeways get clogged up. You don't have free flow of traffic, and it's a wonderful analogy of how oxidation builds up and you don't have free flow of blood. And so we use kind of a traffic jam as an analogy that's really kind of fun. And it's an animated video, and I think you'll like it. It really kind of, in a fun way, shows what we're trying to accomplish. The website is comprehensive. It's got all the information that you need. I encourage you, if you want to reach me, info@alliedbionutrition.com. I'm happy to talk with you about this. I'm fortunate because, I'm the marketing guy. All my partners are the guys that have done the science, and I'm just the beneficiary to be able to go out and tell the world about it. I'm friends with Cheryl for years, and Cheryl, thank you for having me on your show, and I get to come on your show, and I get to talk to your following. About
well,
this unbelievable biotechnology. I mean, it's insane.
Well, we have known each other for years in the industry, and I always respect what you have to say and what you're involved with because you've worked with some of the best companies I know and have always come from high integrity. So it's something that, you want to pay attention to when someone like yourself is so excited about this product, which is, why I'm so glad you're here because you're getting me excited about it now. I'm always looking for things that are really proven and really truly are efficacious and will be addressing a specific problem. And for those people listening, for people who've had heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, this would seem the natural supplement that they would want to start using to
heal
the body that's generating these symptoms, along with, and we have to say, along with getting good sleep, along with cutting out the processed foods, the sugars, the carbs, along with making sure you have, organic foods. You can't ignore all the other factors, but this is one important piece, right?
Of course. I encourage antioxidants, uses of antioxidants like CoQ10, green tea, antioxidants like that, in conjunction with our extract, and try to incorporate as many antioxidant rich foods as you can in your diet. It's a difficult thing to do, but if you work hard enough, you'll be able to find truly good foods that will be beneficial to your health.
Yeah, and I think that, we're talking about this licorice root, very special, unique licorice root extract. People are just tuning in. It's not just licorice root. But it's important to understand, it's first of all, we can reverse these conditions naturally. We can reverse these conditions naturally. We don't have to be on all of the drugs that are recommended, and we can start putting a preventative program together so we never have to have these problems enter into our lives. And I think that's, really my focus in what I do and in my practice and what I personally do is you want to be proactive. I do programs called the Rejuvenation Code, How to Get Younger and Healthier Every Year. And this just fits in really well, Mark, because this is one of those proven ingredients that truly helps the body get healthier and younger each year. If you can reverse cardiovascular disease or the conditions that lead to cardiovascular disease, oh my God, you know, you're taking care of yourself, you're preventing being a statistic, and people who had these conditions could ensure that their bodies will, you know, regain their health and, like you said, get the arterial wall thinner again. Shrink that wall.
And if you're one of these people that actually need data points, talk to your doctor about CIMT, the carotid intermediate thickness. There are places where you can have that done. You know, you start on our extract, you have that done, and do quarterly measurements of the arterial wall, something you can do.
I encourage you to talk to your doctor
about that. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can actually see, have you seen anything? Have you measured yourself?
I haven't, and that's something that, I will be in the next couple of months. We'll be doing that, that'll all be posted on the website. So, but we're all taking this. Oh, and also, one thing I wanted to mention is that we've had extreme success. Our test market was in Israel and Haifa, and we saw this extreme success in Israel, and that's why we're bringing it to the world. As well. So we had the study, but we obviously wanted to see how this worked in a real, you know, real everyday population as well. And so there's been a profound success in Israel with people using the extract as well. So.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Very exciting. I'm so glad you're bringing this to our attention and have, you know, really been passionate about getting this message out. Makes a huge difference to people's lives. It saves lives.
It does.
To regenerate, rejuvenate.
It does, and it will. I mean, we all have, as I mentioned earlier, we all have oxidation in the arteries, and this is a true way to fight all that. You know, please read up on it. It's compelling to say the least, and try the product if you can.
Well, that's great. So I want to let everyone know if they want to learn more about this product. Oh, tell me the name of it again.
There are two products
that have the extracts. Yeah.
Yes. One is called Cardio Sustain. That's the prevention product. That's the 100 milligram product. And the other is called Arterio Sustain. That's a 200 milligram product that will actually promote arterial plaque regression.
Okay, and the best place to go is your website to learn more and to see the research is AlliedBioNutrition.com.
Correct, and we can buy the products through the website if that's what you want to do, and they'll be available on other platforms as well soon, so Amazon and those places, but currently on our website.
Okay, so if they want to get it, they have to go to AlliedBioNutrition.com. So anyway, for those of you listening, check it out. If you're dealing with any cardiovascular issues, if you're trying to get your LDL down, which is not the whole story, but if you've had small, dense LDL particles tested and they're high, that's the real indicator. You might want to look at this product. If you're dealing with high blood pressure, you may want to look at this product. If you're an athlete or just living in a polluted world, I guess that covers all of us, Mark. We should need to check it out. Take care of yourself because this body is the only body we have in this lifetime. And we want
That's
it to be fully functioning, right?
Right.
Fully functioning. So Mark Becker, thank you so much for being with us. I really get your passion. It's not just about trying to promote another product. This is really providing a solution that's been proven, tested, and a novel solution, which is why it's so exciting, something that really works. So I really appreciate what you've been doing and the good work you're doing, and it's just great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
I truly appreciate it, Cheryl. Thank you.
And all of you listening, there you go, more answers. The show's giving you so many answers, you know, every week we talk with amazing people who provide the insights and solutions, and just giving you the knowledge. I always like to say, you know, empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And as always, I want to thank you for joining us, and remember to come back next week. And until then, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.